Hi, welcome back to Campus Clippers Business Interview Series. Today we got Santa Vida Holistic Health Center. I don't know much about it yet, but we're going to learn. I got Maria and Arul with me today. We're at 508 East 12th Street between Avenue A and B. So, Holistic Health Center. I don't know what that is. We're going to find out. So we have Maddie doing the interview here, asking some questions, and we're going to start off.
All right. So it's very nice to meet you, too. Thank you a lot for having us here. And thank you for advertising with the Campus Clipper. And we can go into more detail about what the deal is that you offer with us. But first, I'd just like to ask, what kinds of services do you offer? And tell us a bit about your mission and what you do here.
So we offer a variety of services that are meant to help detoxify the body as well as the mind and the spirit. They're all interconnected. We offer colon hydrotherapy to help remove the toxins literally from the colon. Any toxins that are in there will seep through the semipermeable membrane into the blood and transfer everywhere in the body, including the mind, the heart. We offer lymphatic drainage therapy to help move the lymph, which is another waste system of the body. Ionic foot baths, which help draw the toxins out through the feet. Biofeedback to help get to the source of the energetic reasons why we may be challenged with certain things. Nutritional counseling to learn how to empower ourselves to eat well and give ourselves the kind of nutrition that will really fuel us.
Acupuncture, if you have some specific issues, aches and pains and whatnot, we have an acupuncturist. And we also do LED light therapy, which is great for any number of things, including allergies, aches and pains, cuts and wounds, emotional stress, all kinds of things. It can handle any number of things.
We also have a full holistic pharmacy supplement line, and this is going to lead right into our mission. Really, what we want to do is help to empower our clients to recognize that they can take charge of their health and their destiny. So many of us, we become used to the way we feel, which is less than perfect. You know, we wake up, we have some aches, we have a dull, foggy feeling, we have some dull headaches. You know, I always have this pain over here. I'm bloated. I get gas every time I eat anything. And we just, you know, assume like, oh, this is just life, you know. But when we feel well, we remind ourselves of what the difference is. This is how we really should feel. And that we're all in control of that. And all we need are tools. Just like, you know, you can't become a mathematician without learning how to do math. You just need to learn how to subtract and add and do as you go along, get deeper and deeper into it. It's the same thing. We just need to learn how to take care of ourselves. And part of it is that we forget, we're busy. And part of it is that we're never really taught. So we're here to help bring our clientele back to a point where they feel well and then empower them with the tools of how to keep that going on their own.
It's really powerful.
Yeah, I really like that idea of a sense of empowerment and making time to take care of yourself, especially because I agree that people are not taught, especially at a young enough age, how to take care of themselves or where to go if they need resources like that, which is why your business exists. So in the Campus Clipper, you advertised for 17% off a single colon hydrotherapy session or lymphatic drainage session with a valid school ID. So what benefits do those procedures offer?
So colon hydrotherapy is literally a removal of the waste and toxins in the colon. So it's, many people have heard of an enema, it's like an enema, but much deeper. And we all, in a perfect world, you know, we would eat, we would digest, and we would eliminate. But we don't live in a perfect world. We live with pollutants and toxins and stress, and we don't have regular eating schedules. And, you know, we're not eating only Mother's Nature's food. Right. So our bodies become taxed and tired, and it becomes harder and harder to digest and eliminate. We all have toxic waste sitting inside of our intestines that just, even though we're going to the bathroom every day or several times a day, we're still releasing past other stuck stool. And what we do with colon hydrotherapy is infuse clean, filtered, alkalized water into the colon and then allow that water to come out. We gently massage the abdomen and physically, manually help to assist those releases. There's no suction, there's no vacuum. It's just an inflow of clean water and a releasing of that water with any waste or debris that will come out. And as that clears, you'll see your skin clear, your brain fog clear, your headaches go away. It's like a trash bag full of food from a restaurant that's sitting on the street in July, you know, in the beating sun, and you're like halfway down the block and you could start to smell it. It's fermenting and it's giving off poisonous gases, you know, like it's bile. That's what's happening inside of our gut. So I'm very passionate about cleaning that up.
Okay. And especially as students too, I know you guys have crazy schedules and you grab food on the go all the time, and that is not going to be the healthiest food. So it's great to clear out the bad and make room for the good.
That's a really good point, especially as college students. A lot of people are, you know, first finding their freedom away from home. You know, they've been given every meal. They've been told what to eat. I know for me personally, when I got out of the house, we didn't have soda or cookies or candy. So when I got out of the house, I shoveled anything I could find that I wasn't allowed to eat into my mouth. And I suffered for it. And that's what led me on this path, is because I suffered for those choices. And I became ill. And I found healing through diet and eventually colonics. And yes.
That actually leads me to my next question. I want to ask how you guys got into this. Like, what was your reason for doing this business in the first place? What decisions or what made you do this for a living?
I'll personally speak very candidly about this, especially since this is for a college student audience. I went to college and I made a friend who taught me how to be bulimic, and I abused laxatives. And I became unable to function without them. And to the point where when I did go off them, when I stopped doing the behavior of the bulimia, of binge eating and then trying to get rid of the calories through laxatives, when I stopped that behavior, my body didn't work anymore. And I would not go to the bathroom for 2 weeks at a time. And there are no words to describe how depressed I was, how toxic my thinking was, how tired I was, how I didn't want people to be near me. I felt disgusting. It really was destroying my life. And that's how I got into this, was trying to find a way to heal myself from that and come back, and eventually learned how to do that. And the colonics was eventually the missing piece to that puzzle. And when I found healing through getting colonics, where I started to be able to go to the bathroom all by myself again on a daily basis, it was a miracle. It was life-changing, something that we've taken for granted that will just work. All of a sudden, it doesn't work. When I started to be able to do that again, I knew that was my calling. As weird of a calling as that might be, that was my calling. Maria?
Well, and for me, it's a little more of a windier track, but I had spent years in the fashion industry, just working crazy hours, long meetings, grabbing food on the go, snacking on cookies all the time in 8-hour meetings to keep your energy levels up, and just being unhealthy in general. And just as I started to get a little bit older and didn't feel good from it, I started to work on cleaning up my lifestyle. And throughout that path, I met Arul and just kept exponentially kind of growing how my awareness and understanding how everything connects, and also having a child and trying to find gentler, more natural ways of helping her through any health issues that she was having, whether it be, you know, like a wart from the playground or whatever, you know, like not going immediately to the doctor trying to find the fastest but most painful way and trying to find a gentler way, especially around her. And then just it became more of a passion for me, you know, as I got more knowledge and gained more knowledge around it.
We met through our kids.
Yeah.
And became besties.
Yeah.
And it was through dropping off her kids at school and then going to have breakfast together and talking and talking about our kids and what they're eating now and what they won't eat and how we're sneaking spinach into their smoothies and, you know, and sharing that it just was a very organic partnering for us, but really just, you know, soulmate kind of thing.
Nice. Yeah.
It's great to hear.
Yeah, that's a really nice story. And I also really like the mention that both of you made of just grabbing food on the go, because I feel like food is something that we have every day, but we don't put a lot of thought into it, despite the fact that it's such a huge part of our lives. Kevin and I just outside were talking about how this morning I woke up and didn't have enough time and had to pack my food for the rest of the day and had a lot of difficulty doing that. And it definitely was not especially nutritious. Anyway, so the next question I want to ask is, what beliefs about wellness are most central to your business, and what do health and wellness mean to each of you personally?
Health and wellness, what it means to me personally is my sanity, my self-love, my sense of worthiness to be in the world and have a part to play and to be able to contribute anything positive and productive in society. Without my health and wellness, I can't show up. I can't show up for my kids. I can't show up for my clients. I can't show up for myself, literally. And I remember feeling so unhealthy and unwell that I literally couldn't leave the house to go to work. Like, I literally, like, couldn't do it because I felt I had nothing to contribute. So for me, it's I don't even know where I could begin to live or have anything worthy to contribute without that. That's the foundation.
I mean, for me, it's just really a deep appreciation of how different you actually feel when you're healthy and understanding the total body approach to it. Because it's what you eat, but it's not one meal. It's a whole lifestyle. It's exercise. It's just taking a complete holistic approach to it and understanding that you don't have to be tired in the afternoon because you think you need another cup of coffee. It's everything that went before that that leads you up to that point of feeling tired. And it's understanding that everything has a knock-on effect, whether it's in a positive way or a negative way. And when you start to take the negative pieces of it away and you're replenishing it with the positive sides of it, how much better you feel, how much more energy you have, how much more you want to do and be participating in.
And because at any moment we can make that next right choice.
Right.
Right. And I love that, you know, I love what you just said. It's not, you know, now all of a sudden I feel this way. It's mm-hmm. all those choices you made leading up to that. But at any moment we could choose a different direction. And sometimes looking at the whole thing feels too overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You know, like I can't, you know, lose that weight or get my blemishes off my face or change my diet or change my ways or start being a morning person. That's fine. Just make the next right choice. And if you just focus on that next choice and trying to make the best, healthiest choice that you can for yourself, that next time you just keep doing it, it just starts to build on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was a really great description from each of you about your personal definitions of health and wellness. The first question was, what definitions of health and wellness are most important to your business? Like, is there any difference, do you think, between that and your personal definitions, or are they mostly the same?
Yeah, I think for me it's the same. That's what I want to help empower. I think that's what we want to help empower.
Yeah, we want to help people understand the connection, and we're here to provide the services you know, different people get stuck at different parts of the equation, and we try to offer services to help them get unstuck in whatever area that is that they need unsticking.
Yeah, I think that's really powerful. And like we saw with last week's interview, we interviewed a chiropractor, and I'm really seeing this again and again, is that, you know, the mind and body are one, really. Like, if you want to have good mental health, you really got to pay attention to your body too, right? Like, it's all interconnected. If you neglect one, like, don't be surprised if you see side effects of the other. And can I ask, like, a wrapping up question?
Yes. Can I say one thing?
Yes.
Talk about lymphatic drainage. You did ask us what it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and that is on, so I just wanted to just quickly say it's a completely non-invasive service where the device runs in the frequency of the lymph, and we run transmission heads over the entire lymphatic system of the body. It's completely relaxing and very effective. Any kind of swelling, varicose veins, you know, edema, all of that comes from congested lymph. And the lymphatic system is a system that gets easily forgotten in the body. So somebody that's looking to, you know, do something but isn't quite ready for a colonic, it's a great choice to help remove the toxins from the body in a maybe a less scary and non-invasive manner.
Okay. Cool. Now, if you're speaking to students right now, if you had to give them, you know, one piece of advice, what would that be?
It would be to always tell your parents the truth, because they can't help you if they don't know what's going on.
Okay. That works.
I don't think I can top that.
All we want to do is help you, can't know how to help you if we don't know what's going on. But really, but you know what? In truthfulness, if you're stuck, speak to an adult that you trust, yeah. Whether it's about, you know, what to eat, or that you're feeling not great, or you're, you know, even your grades are slipping. Like, maybe there are grown-ups out there that want to help. And, like, you know, if your grades are slipping, maybe it's because you have brain fog and you can't concentrate and you're not sleeping well because you're on this crazy yo-yo diet of sugar and carbs. And, you know, so don't be afraid to talk to somebody, and not talk to your peers, but also a grown-up that, or somebody that just might have a little bit more experience that can maybe steer you in the right direction.
Awesome. I think that's a great way for what your business does to help students and just people in general maybe get on a better track, right? Thanks so much, Arul Maria, for Santa Vida Holistic Health Center. You can get 17% off with your Campus Clipper coupon booklet. Come and try it out. I don't think you guys will regret it. Thanks so much for your time, guys, and have a good night. Have a good day. All right.
Thank you guys. That was so cool.